Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we conclude our series of studies on knowing Christ from the book of Hebrews. We will be looking into the 13th chapter of this wonderful epistle to Paul to the Hebrews, where we will consider Christ as our helper and as our great shepherd, a twofold indeed revelation of who Christ is and what he is, what he can become to us. Now, if you have your Bibles near at hand, we're going to read, first of all, verses 5 and 6. The last part of verse 5, we read there, "He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." Now, on our last broadcast, we considered the Lord Jesus Christ in verse 5, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee," as our companion. But today we wish to enlarge upon that and strengthen it to this point. He's also our helper. Now, in this sixth verse, we do not have the friendship emphasized. We have his protection emphasized. Did you notice this, please? We read there, "So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." It reminds me of the 23rd Psalm, where David said in that 23rd Psalm, you remember, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." How wonderful to have him as our protector, as our helper. Now, and we see this as our great shepherd too, as well as here, as our helper. We see him in both characters as that shepherd that has the rod and the staff in his hand. And like David of old, who when a lion and a bear attacked the flocks, he slew them, he killed them. We have somebody looking after us who is all-powerful, absolutely our helper. And we can just rejoice in the fact that he is our helper. He is indeed that. The Lord is my helper. And you notice, please, how he introduces it, "so that we may boldly say." We can boast in this fact. He's my helper. We can look to him and rest in him that he will protect us. Now, this is closely linked to the fact of his being our great shepherd, being the great shepherd of the sheep, because he looks after the sheep, as we've already said. David appropriated him that way. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And there is so much comfort can be found in the omnipotence of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he is indeed that, an omnipotent. He looks after us in so many different ways. And we will move quickly on now from the fact that he's our helper, that he's looking after us as the great shepherd of the sheep. Now, this is found in verse 20, the lovely benediction that closes out this wonderful epistle of Hebrews. Here is the benediction. "Now, the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory for an ever and ever. Amen." Isn't that a wonderful benediction? Now, he's seen here as the great shepherd of the sheep. Now, before he was the great shepherd of the sheep, he was the good shepherd. We read in John chapter 10, verse 11, these words fell from the blessed lips of our Lord Jesus. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." Now, David risked his life in caring for his father's flock. He slew the lion and the bear, but Christ gave his life as the good shepherd, dying for you and for me. You see, our sins would have kept us out of heaven. And the scripture says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We, in greater or lesser degree, consider it that way. But God considers it in the absolute way. If you're a sinner, you're a sinner, and you don't enter heaven. Whether you have been a righteous person all your life, or whether that's rather a contradiction of terms, isn't it? Whether you've been a righteous person and then say that you're a sinner. But what I mean is this, though you have lived what we would term as a very righteous life, yet there is sin in that life. And that sin must be separated from us before we go into heaven. God gave his dear son, and he died as our good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, and that's exactly what he did. He died for your sins, and he died for my sins, so that we could go into heaven. How wonderful that he was indeed the good shepherd, and that he died for his sheep. Now, there is something linked with the fact that he was a good shepherd, because as our Lord Jesus Christ is known, as we have already mentioned, as the good shepherd in John chapter 10, as the chief shepherd in Hebrews chapter 13, he is also referred to as the chief shepherd in 1 Peter chapter 5. Three characteristics of the shepherd. He's the good shepherd, he's the chief shepherd, and he's the great shepherd. Or he's rather the great shepherd and the chief shepherd. We should not have mentioned that in reverse order. Now, this is chronological. This is sequential. The good shepherd first, and then the chief shepherd, or rather the great shepherd. I'll get this said right eventually. He's the great shepherd, and then he is the chief shepherd. Now, these characteristics of his shepherding care are linked to his threefold office as prophet, priest, and king. And that's exactly what he is. That's his threefold office. And they're linked. Now, as the good shepherd, he was the prophet. As the great shepherd, he is the priest. And as the chief shepherd, he is the king. We'll notice that as we go through the study today. Now, he was down on this earth. He was known as a prophet. We read that in, we read it several places. Luke chapter 13 and 33, our Lord Jesus says of himself, "Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem." Now he's referring to his own death. He told his disciples he was going to die and rise again the third day. And he says the prophets die. And they did. They were martyred. But he says it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. Oh, what an accusation. What an indictment against the city of Jerusalem that put him to death. And then in Luke chapter 24, verse 19, two of his disciples, incidentally, this is the day of his resurrection. He was not in the tomb when they found him there. Some were very puzzled. Some did not yet know that he had risen from the dead. These two disciples evidently didn't. They were on the road to Emmaus, and the Lord drew near to them, but he disguised himself. They didn't know him. And they were very sad. And he says, "Why are you people so sad?" Well, in Luke 19, we read, "And he said unto them, what things?" They told him the things that were disturbing them. And then he says, "What things?" And they said unto him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people." Now, his disciples knew him as a prophet. He is linked, these two, his office and his character as our shepherd are linked together. Now, as the great shepherd of the sheep, he is linked to the fact that he is our priest, our great high priest. That is seen in Hebrews chapter 4. Now, as our great shepherd, he cares for the sheep from the vantage point of heaven. Our Lord Jesus Christ is omniscient. He's omnipotent, and he's omnipresent. Now, he can be at the same time sitting at the right hand of the Father on the throne, and be walking beside me down here in his omniscience, in his omnipotence, and in his omnipresence. Now, he's the great shepherd of the sheep because he's caring for so many sheep. That great shepherd of the sheep that knows the need of everybody, every sheep that is his. And we are his sheep when we trust him. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned to everyone to his own way, but the Lord hath laid upon him, and the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Yes, we are his sheep, and he is the great shepherd, and he's caring for not a few lambs, not a few sheep. He's caring for millions of his sheep at the same time. Now this leads us into the omniscience of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is absolutely omniscient. He knows everything that is going on in this world. He knows our thoughts. He knows your thoughts and my thoughts on this broadcast and every moment of the day. I think of his omniscience and I appropriate it in this way. I can consider that I've got a chief shepherd, or rather a great shepherd, all to myself, because I can pray to him and know that he's giving me individual attention. We've said it on this broadcast before, but I'm going to say it again. It's a staggering thought. The Lord Jesus Christ can listen to a million prayers at the same time and give each prayer his individual attention. Now, doesn't that make him a great shepherd? That's exactly what he is. Oh, we do not know the greatness and the grandeur and the majesty of our Lord Jesus Christ. We should be proud of him. I am. Now, he is also the chief shepherd, and he will reward his own. This is 1 Peter 5 and 4. We read there, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. We're going to reign with Christ. We read in 2 Timothy 2 and 12, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. In Revelation 5, 9 and 10, we read there, thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and people and nation, and made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign over the earth. He's coming as king, as the chief shepherd, and we're going to reign with him. Oh, we think of him here as the great shepherd, and isn't that a marvelous way to conclude the book of Hebrews? That great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, raised from the dead, and he is ours. Oh, may we appropriate the Lord Jesus in all his majesty and all his glory. Our Father, today, we just commit this series of meetings to you for your blessing. Bless us according to our need, in Christ's name. Amen.